so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Meet the man behind the lyrics of hit songs from yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Bobby Tomberlin, Nashville hit singer and songwriter, will perform in the Ed Coulter Performing Arts Center at The Shed Tuesday, February 20th at 6 p.m. Bobby co-wrote the number one country and top five AC single, One More Day, recorded by Diamond Rio. Bobby has also co-written songs recorded by Barbara Streisand, Blake Shelton, Willie Nelson, and more. Don't miss Bobby Tomberlin, Tuesday evening, February 20th at The Shed. Admission is free, no tickets required.
8 minutes to play. Jacksonville leads at 48-35. The Titans have scoring Mountain Home 17-7 in that third quarter. Do or die game here. The loser done for the season. The Bombers have an uphill climb here in this fourth quarter. Titans finally coming back onto the floor. There without their head coach, Victor Joyner. He's had some health problems and wish Victor well. He did a good job of Jerry Wilson and then Victor, those two. Boy, that's a great program. Inside for Mountain Home is David Wehmeyer. He scores. He's up to 27 points on the night. 48-37. Titans up, 7:42 left in the game. Jacksonville. They've got four players outside the three-point arc. They may be content to spread the floor here. Holding the dribble out top is Ryan Maxwell. Up to the defense, now down the left side of the paint. Stolen away by Wehmeyer. Five turnovers by Jacksonville. Here comes Mountain Home now with 7:15 to play. Trying to cut this lead back to single digits. Wehmeyer out top. Now it's Benton with it. Looks underneath to Dichi on the right block. Good ball fake up with the shot. No. Wehmeyer the rebound and the putback. And the Bombers within nine. 48-39. In the paint, Martin. Baseline right. Maxwell's jumper. No. Wehmeyer the rebound. 6:45 to play. Benton up ahead. Bashir's a three. Yes. The Shears with the three, and the Bombers within six, 48-42. I really thought the Titans would take a timeout there, and they didn't. That surprises me. They should have there to get this crowd back out of it. It's a six-point game with 6:22 to play. And a ball knocked away by the Shears, picked back up by Dokes. He drives, he misses, rebound, Mountain Home. The Shears has it for the Bombers. 6:09 to play. Benton penetrates, kicks it in the corner. Peters for three. No. Wehmeyer the rebound. The putback is good. The Bombers open this fourth quarter with a 9-0 run. We've got a four-point game. 48-44. Timeout Jacksonville. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
When your health or the health of your loved one is on the line, patient safety is priority one. At Baxter Regional Medical Center, we're proud to be the only hospital in Arkansas to achieve Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2017 and 16. We're also the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
5:59 to play. Mountain Home was down by 13 coming into this fourth quarter, but they've scored the first nine of the fourth quarter. And all of a sudden, we've got a four-point game, 48-44. Just under 6 minutes left to play. Dokes out top. Now Martin with it. Holding it out top is Hawkins. 5:43 to go. Works it right side to Kendrick, who's back into the ballgame. He leads the Titans with 16 points on the night. Hawkins near midcourt. Takes the dribble to the right side. Titans still content to work a little clock here. Playing keep away. Martin has it out top now for the Titans. 5:15 left in this ball game. The Bombers back within four, 48-44. And again, the Titans spreading the floor, working the clock here. Dokes with it. Now goes to Kendrick as they play keep away down the 4:49 left. Despite being a close game, coaches offensively like to do this because the defense has to work so hard and expend so much energy chasing after the basketball. And then eventually somebody's going to get tired and you're going to get a backdoor layup. Brandon Weems, the acting head coach for the Titans. Pretty good move right here. 4:21 left in the ball game. Bombers going to change up offenses now. He's going to try to trap the basketball. There's a walk. They come out with a trap. And walking with the basketball, H.D. Martin. So the Titans run about a minute and a half off the clock, but they turn it over, and Mountain Home gets it back now with 4:10 to play. Some pressure by the Titans. Now Mountain Home walks it into the front court. It's a four-point Jacksonville lead. Benton down the left side of the paint. Cross-court pass goes to Peters on the right wing. Into the paint, lays it up and in. It's an 11-0 run for Mountain Home. We've got a two-point game. 48-46. Jacksonville leads it, and again, they've got the floor spread now. Timeout Jacksonville, 3:41 to play. Titans lead to 48-46. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Ever since we opened our doors in 1963 off the corner of Main Street and Mountain Home, Integrity First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with Savings Trust and Wealth Management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity First Bank at goifb.com, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to visit and see why so many local friends and neighbors bank on Integrity First.
3:41 to play. Jacksonville clinging to a two-point lead. The Titans were up by 13 going into the fourth quarter, and Mountain Home has opened this fourth quarter with an 11-0 run. The Titans have had the floor spread offensively. Let's see what they do, if they're going to change that up now. Coming out of the timeout. The Titans have two timeouts left. The Bombers have three. Hawkins works out top. Now Dokes with it. Mountain Home still trying to trap Dokes. Open from 15. They're going to call that a three. He must have been just outside the line. And he hits the three. 51-46 now. Jacksonville leads it. Peters inside. Kicks it out to Benton. A three to answer won't go, and Dokes the rebound. 3:10 to play, Jacksonville by five. Hawkins, baseline drive, gives it up on the far side, shot blocked by Waymire, but I believe it was Peters that committed the foul on the backside. It was Peters, that's going to be his fourth. Team foul number six. Couple of free throws here for Ryan Maxwell. He has 5 points on the night. He will shoot two. First one is good. Dichi back in for Mountain Home. And Bashirs will get a breather. With 3:04 to play, it's a 6-point Jacksonville lead. Second free throw. No good. Waymire the rebound underneath for the Bombers. 3 minutes to play. Jacksonville leads it by six. Here's Waymire, right block, double team, the shot, no. And the rebound on the backside by Ryan Maxwell. He'll give it to Hawkins, who works it ahead. Now Doakes comes to get it with 2:43 left. Ryan Maxwell, baseline right. Out top, Hawkins in the corner. Uh-oh, there's Kendrick for three, and it's good. Bombers take a timeout. Mount Home scored the first 11 in the fourth quarter. Jacksonville's responded with a 7-0 run. 55-46 Titans. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
2:30 to play. Jacksonville leads at 55-46. The winner of this game is going to go to Marion on Saturday. Marion in a wild one tonight, defeating Searcy 97-77. So Marion awaits the winner of this one tonight. 2:22 left. Can the Bombers rally? Benton out top. They look inside to Waymire. Shot no, but there is a foul. He'll go to the free throw line. This is going to be on Joseph Phillips, his second, team's third. And Waymire to the free throw line. First one is no good. Waymire with 31 points on the night. Dichi out, Bashir's in. Titans go to the bench. Jordan Maxwell, the freshman, comes in. Phillips comes out. .218 to play. Bombers are down by 9, now by 8 as Waymire makes the free throw. 55-47 Jacksonville. Titans on the offensive end. Kendrick. Doakes back to Kendrick. We got a foul out top. And they got the ball to Kendrick in the corner. He was about ready to fire up another three. Colton Peters just picked up his fifth foul. He fouls out with 4 points on the night. So it's going to be Dichi that comes in, and Peters is done for the night. 4 points, 7 rebounds for the junior. Gerald Doakes at the free throw line. That was the 7th team foul against Mountain Home. So a 1-on-1 here for Doakes. 10 points off the bench. First one is good. Has one more. Misses. Waymire the rebound for Mountain Home. 2 minutes to play. The Bombers are down by 9. Can they rally here? Here's Cruz, right side. The three won't go. Rebound. Waymire puts it in, and a foul. And a chance for a 3-point play. They're going to get Jordan Maxwell with the foul, his fourth, team's fourth. Waymire at the free throw line with a 3-point play. Timeout Mountain Home, 1:54 to play. 56-49, Titans lead it. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more, contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imogen Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610.
1:54 to play. Bombers are down 7. Mount Home has just one timeout left. Jacksonville has two. David Wehmeyer at the free throw line to try to complete a three-point play. 34 points, 10 rebounds for the 6'9 senior tonight. Free throw, good. We've got a six-point game with 1:54 to play. Up ahead, Dokes, cross courts, Kendrick in the corner. Out top to Dokes once again. Along the left side, there's a foul. The foul's going to be on Luke Cruz. It's going to be his second, team foul number 8. It's going to be Ryan Maxwell going to the free throw line. Luke Dibble is in. Bashirs comes out. Ryan Maxwell, 5 points on the night, 6 points on the night, rather. He's 1 of 2 from the line, a 1 and 1. Misses the first one. Dietschy the rebound for Mountain Home. Here come the Bombers, down 6, 90 seconds to play. Cruz around the top of the key with the dribble. In the corner, Dibble. Dibble for 3, yes! We've got a 3-point game with 1:19 to play, 56-53. Dokes on the far side. Throws it away. Turnover Jacksonville. Mountain Home gets it back with 65 seconds left. Bomber fans on their feet now. Here's Dietschy on the left wing. Inside to Wehmeyer. Scores. We've got a 1-point game. 54 seconds left. Timeout Jacksonville. 56-55. Jacksonville leads it. We'll break. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
At Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details that make your stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
53 seconds left. We've got a 1-point game. Jacksonville's led by as many as 15 in the second half. It has been a wild one. Jacksonville with the basketball. They've got it in the backcourt. 53 seconds left. Each team with one timeout left. The Bombers, they've determined who they want to try to foul. We'll see what they do here, how long they wait before they do foul. There's Phillips with it. Throws it out top to Hawkins. We'll see if they can't force a turnover. They don't want to foul Hawkins. And the foul on Benton. It's going to be his second, team's 9th. Hawkins at the line, that's not the one they wanted to foul. He's 5 of 5. Maybe the averages catch up with him. Maybe he'll miss the front end here. Hawkins, front end. He missed it. Mountain Home the rebound. Here come the Bombers. Down by 1. Benton up ahead. It goes to Cruz. In the corner, right side. Brashear's pass is picked off. And a foul at midcourt with 24 seconds left. The foul's on Bashirs, his first, team's 10th. Bashirs comes out, Dibble will check in. Great three-point threat. Well, they're going to wait, though. They'll have him come in. It's a two-shot foul. They have to wait. First one by Hawkins is missed. Now Bashirs comes out and Dibble comes in. 24 seconds left. Hawkins made his first five. He's missed two. This one's good. We've got a two-point game, 57-55, with 24 seconds left. Benton, double team to the backcourt. Cruz across the timeline. Gives it up ahead to Dichi. Dichi, a three ball. Yes! He buries the three, and the Bombers take the lead with 9 seconds left. 58-57. The Bombers lead it. Timeout, Jacksonville. We'll break. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Ever since we opened our doors in 1963 off the corner of Main Street and Mountain Home, Integrity First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with Savings Trust and Wealth Management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity First Bank at goifb.com, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to visit and see why so many local friends and neighbors bank on Integrity First.
9.5 seconds left. A do-or-die game. It has been a dandy. Mountain Home leads at 58-57 after the three-pointer by Garrett Dichi. Mountain Home was down by 13 coming into this fourth quarter. And they lead it now. Can they get a defensive stop? Let's see what the Titans do offensively here. Kendrick has had the big game with 19 points. Dokes, the sophomore being recruited by everybody. Hawkins has had a big game as well. They've got some threats here. Let's see what they do. Can the Bombers get a stop and keep their season alive? Jacksonville inbounds at the length of the floor to travel. 7 on the clock. Dokes into the front court. Dokes to the top of the key. Pulls up the three. Oh, my gosh, it's good. The Bombers get a timeout. They get a timeout. Oh, it's only 0.5. They got the length of the floor to travel with just half a second left. Dokes buries the three from the top. They'll go up to 5 seconds on the clock. Is it 5 or 0.5? 0.5. Okay, that's what I thought. 0.5 is all they have left on the clock. They did not get the timeout call quick enough. Oh, what a bucket by Dokes. 60-58. The Titans lead it. Dokes with the three. He hit it with about 1.5 left, and Bombers get a timeout with half a second left. They've got to throw it the length of the floor and try to get something miraculous. Oh, my. After the great rally by Mountain Home in this fourth quarter, it's going to take a miracle to pull this one out. 60-58. It's Jacksonville with the lead now after the three-pointer. They're still trying to get the clock set, and that's allowing Mountain Home a little extra time here in the huddle. Now they've got it set. It's half a second left to play, and the Bombers have the length of the floor to travel. Don't have time to dribble. Coach Fulcher telling his team it's got to be a catch and shoot. Waymeyer's out of the game. They bring Dichi back in. It's going to be Cruz that throws the inbounds pass. Catch and shoot, that's all you can do. Can the Bombers pull out a miracle here with half a second left? Cruz will throw it inbounds. Ball caught, layup good by Dichi! The Bombers win! The Bombers win! They throw it the length of the floor! Dichi catches it! Hits a layup, and it's good. And Mountain Home has defeated Jacksonville. No, wait a minute, we're tied. My bad, that was a three Jacksonville hit. It's a tie game. We're going to overtime. 60-60, we're going to overtime. What a throw by Cruz. He finds Dichi all the way at the other end of the floor. And I'll tell you, Coach Weems, he is just beside himself right now, saying 5/10 of a second, you shouldn't have time to put the ball. Dichi caught, turned, and scored. He's saying you don't have enough time for that with half a second. Well, they counted. Dietschy hits the bucket, ties the game at 60, and we're going to overtime. Wow. Dietschy now with 11 points in the ballgame. We head to overtime. It is fitting this one goes to overtime. As back and forth as it's been, the Bombers down 13 at the end of three, and they have forced the extra period. That was the best length of the floor inbounds pass I've ever seen. Cruz got it over Phillips. Phillips is 6'5", and it was over his head. Dietschy was able to catch it at the baseline, hit the layup, and we're headed to overtime. 60-60. Mountain Home in Jacksonville. Each team has one timeout left. Actually, Mount Home's going to have two because they had one. Now I take that back. They burned that last one right there with half a second left. So each team with a timeout left. Jacksonville wins the tip. Overtime underway. Into the front court, Martin drives, kicks it in the corner. Doakes a three. Good. Boy, he is impressive. Doakes now with 17 points off the bench. 63-60. Bombers on the offensive end, 3:35 left in the overtime. Dietschy out top, a three to answer, short, rebound, Jacksonville. Nobody went after it for Mountain Home, and Martin gets the rebound. Kendrick up ahead for the Titans. 3:15 to play. Martin works on the right elbow. To the baseline. Inside Phillips. Shot no. Rebound Mountain Home. Benson has it for the Bombers. Long pass up ahead to Bashirs. Benson gets it back down the left side of the paint. Cross court. Gives it inside to Waymeyer. Blocked shot by Phillips. Out of bounds. And the ball belongs to Mountain Home. .248 left in overtime. Jacksonville leads a 63-60. Cruz inbounds pass, stolen away by Martin, but he steps out of bounds with it. And Mountain Home will keep the possession deep in the right corner now with 2:47 left in overtime. Kendrick out for the Titans. Maxwell, that's Ryan Maxwell, checking back in. Mountain Home having trouble, finally lobs it in out top, stolen by the Titans. Ball's loose, and it's going to be picked up by Benton. And now jump ball called. Mountain Home's going to have it. Jump ball, the arrow points towards the Bombers. Bombers have it in the backcourt, 2:38 to go. Well, they got the miraculous finish to regulation they wanted. Can the Bombers come back and do it here in OT? They're down three right now, 63-60. 2:38 left in overtime. Benton works it ahead now for Mountain Home against a little pressure. Hawkins has him out top defensively. Penetrates down the left side of the paint, and he's going to be fouled. Free throws coming up here for Talon Benton. Foul on Phillips, his third. It's only the fifth team foul against the Titans. And the officials are talking about it. I'm not sure they think he was shooting or not. One official is going to overrule the rule, the other one. They're going to give Mountain Home the ball under their basket. He was not in the act of shooting, and I agree. They got this one right. Good job of officiating here. So the Bombers will inbound under their basket. Cruz into Benton. Benton in the corner. The three. No, it's short. And the rebound, Kendrick underneath for the Titans. 2:16 to play. Jacksonville leads at 63-60 in overtime. Doakes out top. Looks down low. Shot good. They feed it inside to Ryan Maxwell. Check it. It was Phillips with the bucket that time. 5-point Jacksonville lead with just under 2 minutes left in overtime. Cruz works out top. Comes to Dibble on the left wing. Cross court out top. It's Benton now for Mountain Home with 1:45 to play. Into Waymire. Scores and a foul. Chance for a 3-point play. Fouls on Hardarius Martin. His second, team foul number 6. Waymire at the free throw line trying to complete a 3-point play. Dibble out. The Shears in for Mountain Home. Waymire can make it a 2-point game, and he does. Knocks it down. 65-63 Jacksonville. 1:40 left to play. Titans up ahead. This is Dokes, a three. Way off the mark. Rebound underneath by Waymire. Stolen back away by the Titans. Martin took it away. Out top, this is Ryan Maxwell. Here's Dokes. They're going to double-team him. Martin gives it up baseline. That's Ryan Maxwell with it. Hawkins now with 65 seconds left. It's Jacksonville by two. They're going to spread the floor. Matt Holmes going to have to foul here. Dokes along the baseline. Throws it away. Turnover, Jacksonville. Dibble into the ball game, and Shears comes out with 54 seconds left. Mountain Home is down by two. Bombers have it in the backcourt now. Benton for Mountain Home. 49 seconds left. Bombers down by two. Benton, top of the key. Dibble wants a three. In and out. Oh, it wouldn't go. The rebound loose. Picked up. Loose, and a foul against Mountain Home. Yep. Dibble commits the foul. Three Bombers were fighting for it as Ryan Maxwell had it. Dibble gets the foul, his first. Double bonus, so we'll have a couple of free throws at the other end. 38 seconds left. Boy, that shot by Dibble, who did everything except go in. It was about three quarters of the way down. Maxwell to shoot two free throws. First one is good. This is the big one here. It's still a one-possession game, 66-63. Free throw barely hits the rim. Waymire the rebound. Here comes Mountain Home. 34 seconds left. Three-point game in the corner. Cruz back to Benton. Benton penetrates. Finds Dibble. 27 seconds left. Bombers take a timeout. 66-63. It's Jacksonville with the lead. 26 seconds to play. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Seconds left. In overtime, Jacksonville leads at 66-63. Jacksonville got a three-pointer with 1.5 seconds left. The clock got down to 0.5 before the Bombers got a timeout. Mountain Home throws the pass the length of the floor. They get a bucket at the buzzer to force overtime. They got the miracle at the end of regulation. Yeah, they pull it out here in overtime. Down by three. Here's Benton out top. 25 on the clock. Cruz. Right side, it's Dibble. Dibble. Defender flies by. The three blocked. It's picked up by Waymire. His shot is blocked underneath. And a breakaway layup at the other end is good by Martin. Timeout, Mountain Home. Oh. 9 seconds left. It's 68-63 Jacksonville. Mountain Home just used their last timeout. 9 seconds left. Bombers down 5. You're listening to Mountain Home Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
9 seconds to play. Mountain Home is down by 5, and they're out of timeouts. So if they score with less than 5 seconds left, game is going to be over. Jacksonville would not have to inbound it. So you've got to score here in two and a half seconds to force Jacksonville to get the ball in. It does not look good. But, hey, it didn't look good at the end of regulation either when they had the length of the floor to travel and just half a second. And they did that. Let's see if they can do it again here. 9 seconds left. Bombers down by 5. Cruz gets it into half court to Benton. Benton up to the three-point line. The three, no good. Martin the rebound. That's going to do it. Jacksonville, a dunk by Dokes at the buzzer. And Jacksonville able to come in to Mountain Home and win it in overtime. 70-63. And unfortunately, boy, this season comes to an end for the Bombers here this evening. It was a great ball game, though. We'll take a break, wrap it up in just a moment. 70-63 Jacksonville. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Do you love music? Think you want to write music? Then ASU Mountain Home Songwriting Workshop with Nashville hit singer and songwriter Bobby Tomberlin is for you. February 20th at 9 a.m., Bobby will go through the business of songwriting, what goes into making the music and being recorded. Cost is $75. Register today. Just go to asumh.edu services community education. So you want to be a songwriter with Bobby Tomberlin in the shed at the ASU Mountain Home campus, Tuesday, February 20th.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotion.